Class action litigation by disgruntled Australian buyers of Volkswagen diesel cars is proceeding full throttle, and there are now two class action cases. Maurice Blackburn lawyers commenced proceedings in the federal court last week, but they weren't the first. In a surprise move, they've been pipped at the post 3 weeks earlier by a little-known firm called Bannister Law. Charles Bannister has told Damien Carrick why his firm, which has no class action experience, has entered the fray.
My practicing certificate is just as valid as the next legal practitioner. We're a small to medium firm. We have offices in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth. We have formed an alliance with Quinn Emanuel, and Quinn Emanuel, Michael Mills and Michelle Fox, our expert in class actions, have a tremendous amount of experience in that firm in particular, who are now on the record as our co-counsel and heavily involved in the proceedings, are conducting as co-counsel the US consumer class action for this specific matter and also the investor class action in Europe. So we're fortunate that we can share the information between those class actions overseas and utilise the resources and expert evidence that is coming out in those cases as well.
So is your argument that if there are global negotiations, Quinn Emanuel will have a prominent seat at the table and therefore that's putting your clients in a good position?
Completely.
Maurice Blackburn seek to distinguish their bid, saying that they are doing so on a no-win, no-fee basis, whereas your bid is funded by a litigation funder who would take 25 to 30% of any compensation awarded to a particular car owner. Is that right?
Yes, that's partially correct. There are part of our fees that are no-win, no-fee. I think to consumer, it has no upfront costs, and our costs will be claimed from the defendants, Volkswagen and Audi, in any event. The engagement of a funder, I'm not sure if they were unable to obtain a funder or what their position was. However, it's a very brave law firm to proceed against the world's largest car manufacturer on the back of their own overdraft. I think that it's a mistake to proceed on that basis.
Charles Bannister from Bannister Law. Jason Geisker, a partner with Maurice Blackburn, rejects Bannister's claim.
Maurice Blackburn, firstly, has the experience, I think you would say, of running the most class action and the most successful class actions in Australia. We're the only firm that have achieved large settlements of north of $100 million in this country. The other interesting thing about this is that Maurice Blackburn have undertaken this litigation on a no-win, no-fee basis without the support of any litigation funder, and that's important. The courts are always concerned with the interest of group members in these class actions. Now, we say that in running it on a no-win, no-fee basis, that claimants don't have to give up any entitlements. They don't have to sell away a 25 or 30% share of any recovery to any third-party funder. And that's not the case with the original proceeding that was filed.
Bannister Law say it's much more prudent to work with a litigation funder. Indeed, Maurice Blackburn often do. And they say that, for instance, in the Alco case, Maurice Blackburn even asked the court to ensure that those with the backing of a litigation funder would receive the same compensation as those who didn't. So the criticism of them, Bannister Law using a litigation funder, is perhaps not right, given Maurice Blackburn's history.
Well, we don't believe so. We would say that Maurice Blackburn has got a long history of doing social justice cases for our clients without the use of litigation funding, and we've done that in a number of cases that are notable. In fact, Australia's biggest ever class action settlement, the Bushfires class action settlement of $496 million, was run without any litigation funding. And our firm is prepared to risk its own investment for the sake of group members in matters of important public interest.
Jason Geisker from Maurice Blackburn speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more on the Law Report this afternoon here on RN at 5:30.